Well, not much for high school basketball locally last night. Just a few matchups around the area. And girls hoops in the Rolling Valley. It was Charter Oak Ute over Whiting, 67-20. In girls corner conference play, Nishnabotna beat Heartland Christian 53-6. In boys basketball last night, in the corner, it was Nishnabotna over Heartland Christian 65-16. Essex over Thomas Jefferson 44-43. In men's college basketball last night, Jared Utoff poured in a career-high 27 points as Iowa rolled to a 90-56 win over Western Illinois at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. The Hawkeyes held the high-scoring duo of Garrett Covington and J.C. Fuller to 6 of 25 shooting as they jumped out to a 30-8 lead.
You know, it really makes it a completely different game for them. You know, those two guys have been playing at a whole nother level. I mean, what those two guys did at Wisconsin was a thing of beauty. You know, if you're a Western Illinois fan, watching those guys attack, and that's a game changer. And then all of a sudden, Utoff, you know, goes crazy, and you look up, you're up 20.
The Hawkeyes also recorded 10 steals. Many of those led to easy baskets.
What that defense did, those steals, they led to easy offense. You know, we had runouts, we had opportunities to attack the basket in transition, we had opportunities to shoot wide open threes in transition. We were in the bonus at the 12-minute mark in the first half. That's another game changer.
Adam Woodbury added 10 points as the Hawkeyes improved to 7-2 on the season. Fourth-ranked Iowa State raced away from a one-point lead in the second half in an 84-63 win over Buffalo as the Cyclones improved to 7-0.
You know, Buffalo had some good stretches where they were very good, but credit our guys for when we needed to lock in and be good defensively, we were, and we were able to execute on the offensive end at times, and so we did a good job.
That's Coach Steve Prohme. George Niang scored a career-high 31 points and also tied a career-high with a dozen rebounds.
You know, when these guys are really locked in and engaged and sharing the ball and moving the basketball, they're really, really fun to watch. And so, you know, we had some stretches in the second half. We got it going again. And so it was good. You know, we kept getting it to 10, 12, 13. It kept hovering around there, and we couldn't ever just finish it out, and then we finally did.
Jameel McKay added 13 points and 10 rebounds to help the Cyclones remain undefeated. Well, 7th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners are 6-0 after a convincing win over a top-10 opponent. Isaiah Cousins scored 19 points, and Buddy Heald finished with 18 as the Sooners hammered 9th-ranked Villanova 78-55. A.J. Hammonds had 14 points, Kendall Stevens 13, leading 11th-ranked Purdue's 80-53 rout of IUPUI last night. Number 18, Butler hammered Virginia Military 93-66, and number 24, Oregon, a 67-47 win over Navy last night. The Michigan State Spartans are now the team with the bullseye on its back. The Spartans are the top team in the latest Associated Press men's basketball poll after a loss by then number one Kentucky last week. The 9-0 Spartans received 62 first place votes, while second-ranked Kansas got one, and third-ranked North Carolina is third with the final two first place votes. This marks the first time since the 2013-14 season that Michigan State has been ranked number one. Iowa State is in at number four in this week's poll. Kentucky is behind the Cyclones at number five. The second half of the top ten is Maryland, Oklahoma, Duke, Villanova, and Virginia. Alabama running back Derrick Henry, Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson, and Stanford's Christian McCaffrey are the finalists for the Heisman Trophy to be awarded Saturday in New York. Henry seems to be the favorite in a Heisman race that tightened over championship weekend. However, quarterbacks have won the award the last 5 years, and no running back has captured it since 2009. He ran for 189 yards and a touchdown on 44 carries in Alabama's SEC championship game win against Florida Saturday. And then later that night, McCaffrey had 461 all-purpose yards with touchdowns rushing, receiving, and passing as Stanford beat Southern California in the Pac-12 title game. Watson had 420 total yards and accounted for 5 touchdowns in Clemson's Atlantic Coast Conference championship game win against North Carolina. Well, Matt Rhule has been given a 6-year contract extension after turning Temple's football program around. The deal keeps him at the helm of a team that's heading to its first bowl game since 2011. The third-year head coach has taken the Owls from 2-10 in 2013 to 6-6 in 2014, and they finished the regular season 10-3 this year. Newly appointed Georgia coach Kirby Smart will continue in his current role as Alabama's defensive coordinator through the college football playoff. Former Southern California coach Steve Sarkisian has sued the school, saying it's breached its contract and discriminated against him when he was fired this fall. Sarkisian claims he should have been allowed to seek treatment for alcoholism. Former Iowa State assistant coach Chris Ash has been named the new head coach at Rutgers. The Ottumwa native has been the co-defensive coordinator at Ohio State, and he'll stay on to coach the Buckeyes in the Fiesta Bowl game against Notre Dame.
I would not feel right if I didn't help them finish the job that I started. I would ask the same of any assistant coach that would be in my program that had the same opportunity. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to help those guys try to finish out the right way.
As mentioned, he says he wouldn't feel right if he didn't finish the season at Ohio State.
I understand it'll be a challenge, but I'm up to the task. And I can promise all Rutgers fans and players that the few days that I'm back in Columbus to help with the preparations for that bowl game will not take away from what we're trying to build here.
Ash played at Drake and began his coaching career with the Bulldogs in 1997. Iowa players are enjoying a few days of rest before they begin preparations for the Rose Bowl against Stanford. It'll be the Hawkeyes' first trip to Pasadena since 1991 and the first for Kirk Ferentz as a head coach.
We've got a special team with these guys here, and we're happy we could do that for Coach Ferentz. And, we know he's been here a while and hasn't got to be the head coach of a Rose Bowl team. And hopefully we can get that win on January 1st and, make it even better.
That's Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard, who says the Rose Bowl bid helps take some of the sting out of the loss to Michigan State.
A lot of good players have played in the Rose Bowl. A lot of talented guys have gone and played in this game and done well in this game. And, it's a historic game. It's an honor to be playing in this game.
Senior safety Jordan Lomax says the Hawkeyes are thrilled with the opportunity to play in the Rose Bowl.
And this team has just done a good job of playing together and winning games. So when we took that first loss, the team was a little down for a while. But now that we have an opportunity to get a 13th win, and that's the most important part right now, we're moving forward.
Running back LaShawn Daniels says even though the Hawkeyes have a few days off, they'll be spending a lot of time watching film.
This is a hungry, and humble football team, and you've just seen it this entire season long, and we're just ready to just turn the page right now and just start looking forward to Stanford.
We'll have that Rose Bowl game for you live here on KJAN on New Year's Day. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys are the co-owners of the worst record of the National Football Conference, but they possess a conference-worst 1-5 home record, and they're playing the rest of the season without injured quarterback Tony Romo. Yet they're still just one game out of first place in the awful NFC East. The Cowboys are 4-8 after Dan Bailey drilled a 54-yard field goal with 9 seconds left, giving them a 19-6 win at Washington last night. Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning will suit up and throw outdoors Wednesday as he takes his first big step back from left foot injury that sidelined him since mid-November. However, Denver coach Gary Kubiak says he doesn't expect Manning to participate in Wednesday's practice. Brock Osweiler will start Sunday's game against the Raiders. Over in Indianapolis, Colts coach Chuck Pagano says he expects quarterback Matt Hasselbeck to play this weekend against Jacksonville, despite a fractured rib and a sore neck. The 40-year-old Hasselbeck was injured in Sunday night's 45-10 loss at Pittsburgh, his third straight game since replacing the injured Andrew Luck as the Colts' starting quarterback. Luck has been throwing at practice as he recovers from a lacerated kidney and a partially torn abdominal muscle, but he's not quite ready yet to return. In baseball, a proposed trade that would bring flame-throwing closer Aroldis Chapman to the Los Angeles Dodgers appears to be on hold. Yahoo Sports is reporting that police in Davie, Florida, investigated an accusation of domestic violence involving the Cincinnati Reds pitcher. Yahoo reported more than a dozen police officers responded to Chapman's home in Florida on October 30th without an arrest due to conflicting stories and a lack of cooperation. Police said they couldn't provide a copy of the police report on Monday night, and Chapman's lawyer denied the allegations in the Yahoo report. A person familiar with the Reds-Dodgers deal told the Associated Press that the trade would not be finalized until after the teams exchanged medical records. Major League Baseball's StatCast computer system shows that Chapman threw the 62 fastest pitches in the big leagues this year, ranging from 103.92 miles per hour to 102.36 miles an hour. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.